2. The Radical Individualists. The Scots-Irish, sometimes also called the Scotch-Irish, are all around you, even though you probably don't know it. They are a force that shapes our culture more in the abstract power of emotion than through the argumentative force of law. In their insistent individualism, they are not likely to put an ethnic label on themselves when they debate societal issues. Some of them don't even know their ethnic label. And some who do know don't particularly care. They don't go for group identity politics any more than they like to join a union. 200 years ago, the mountains built a fierce and uncomplaining self-reliance into an already hardened people. To them, joining a group and putting themselves at the mercy of someone else's collectivist judgment makes about as much sense as letting the government take their guns. And nobody is going to get their guns. But this is who they are and where they came from. Their bloodline was stained by centuries of continuous warfare along the border between England and Scotland, and then in the bitter settlements of England's Ulster Plantation in Northern Ireland. Their religion was a harsh and demanding Calvinism that sowed the seeds of America's Bible Belt. Its on-your-feet independence instead of on-your-knees rituality, offending English Anglicans and Irish Catholics alike. On occasion, they sold themselves as indentured servants in order to escape Ulster's harshness, although unsurprisingly, they quickly became known in America as disagreeable and in-your-face when in that role. Mostly they came in families and even large groups of families and thus retained their cultural identity long after leaving Ireland. They came to America on small boats that took months to cross the Atlantic, as many as 30% of their passengers dying on a typical voyage. They settled not in the plantations along the southern coast or in the bustling towns of New England, but in the raw and unforgiving mountain wilderness, some spilling out from settlements in New Hampshire, but the overwhelming majority populating an area along the Appalachians that stretched from Pennsylvania to Georgia and Alabama. It was not unusual to find that their first task beyond